Come on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard on a Tuesday. It is a playoff week. We got a lot to get to. All right, Devin Caney is going to join us 1 hour from now, our Eagles sideline reporter. We will hear what Nick Sirianni said to the morning show coming up in a little bit. We got to hear something Ron Jaworski said earlier in the show, earlier in the day on the morning show, because that was really interesting. Ross Tucker later, the final standings on Kiss the Baby. And, of course, you people, as we sit next to maybe the future head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I'd like to say thank you to all the people that reached out to me about my coaching opportunity.
Well, is it an opportunity yet?
I haven't gotten a phone call.
Okay, yeah.
But I have a lot of people that are happy for me.
Right.
And they're pushing for me. But nothing has been, you know, etched in stone yet.
Okay.
We're still waiting for that phone call from Mr. Blank. I got some people calling now. I'm gonna make an effort.
Yeah,
make the push.
I did get a few messages yesterday. Like, wait, is Hugh going somewhere? Is he leaving? Is he gone? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, if he gets the job offer,
I'm out if I get this job
offer. Yeah, here's my hope before we get into everything today, Hugh, is that the Falcons do hear all this. I mean, Matt Ryan's a local guy. I mean, who Matt Ryan could be home or his family, right? I mean, he could be here in the area.
He could be
hearing this and saying, you know what? Might as well interview Hugh Douglas. What's the worst that happens?
Might as well,
right?
I know you got an interview minority anyway. Might as well let me be the one. Got it.
Well, I hadn't thought about it like that, but you're right about that.
I got to work these angles, man. Yeah. I got to get my foot in the door any way I possibly can.
All right. Well, Hugh, I think a lot of people out there would be surprised if you end up as the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. But the question now here is, are we going to be surprised if the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl after the regular season they had? All right, so we enter the playoffs now. The Eagles are the third seed in the NFC, right? We know they are not the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They're not. I mean, we could think they should be. We could want them to be. Hugh, they are not the favorite. Hugh Douglas, would you be surprised if this thing ends in a month and the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl again?
Very surprised. And I know people are going to be mad at me, but listen, I live in this thing called reality for the most part. For the most part, I live in reality. And when I think about the teams that you're going to be going up against, I like the Eagles. I like the talent that they have. And I like the fact that they are the defending Super Bowl champions. And I know a lot of people are going to call in, and that's going to be the first thing that they say. But I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask the fans out there the question. Mm. Okay, offensively, I don't know what the Eagles do. Like, we've already discussed and explained that in order for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, it's probably going to be on the back of their defense.
Absolutely. We all know that.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you a question going into this playoffs. And I'm going to make it broad, because I don't, you know, people get mad when you ask certain questions about the Eagles and, mm-hmm. you know, things of that nature. But I'm going to say, okay, when you talk about the teams that we're playing against or potentially playing against, what do they do well and offensively, and what do we do well offensively? Not that, I'll just leave it there. What do we do well offensively? What do we do well?
We score in the red zone, Hugh. Well, yeah, we're good in the red zone.
Okay, how many times have we gotten in the red zone and we've
not
been successful
enough,
doing
not
that?
Not enough. We don't turn the ball over much.
And Joe, when
turnovers,
we had this conversation,
in red zone. You know it.
When we had this conversation,
yeah,
you mentioned that. And I was like, touche, that was a good pull. But when I think about this team and I think about the teams that you're playing against, probably outside the San Francisco 49ers. I haven't seen a whole lot of them play this year, but we know that the offense coordinator is very creative.
Oh, yeah.
We have not been consistent in any category the whole season. Now, we're a good football team, and I commend them for the season that they had under the heavy scrutiny of WIP and this great fan base that we have here. But the bottom line is this. We've out-talented, yeah, that's the word I'm going to use that today, out-talented people.
Head coaches do things like
that.
Yeah,
we have out-talented people. And the reality of what happened this weekend was this. I said something earlier in the year where I said something, it felt like this team was a little arrogant.
Mm.
Sunday showed me how arrogant they were. You went out there with a guy, a backup, that was playing with backups, Tanner McKee, threw the ball 40 times, Joe. 40 times. And he was under duress the whole game. And I know a lot of people, when they watch the game, say, oh, he played horrible. We see it differently. I saw a guy that was under duress the whole game. Not making an excuse for anybody. That's just the way that I saw the game. We do not adjust well to other teams' deficiencies. We haven't done it all year long. You know, and now we got another team that's coming in here with a deficient defense that I don't know what to expect. So when you ask me, do I think that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I'd be surprised if they made it. I would definitely be surprised if they made it.
Wow, surprised is the word there from you, Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, listen, I get it. I mean, I get your point, and they have not had a great regular season. It was fine. It was good. They won the division. It was not a great division. They won the division, and they clinched, and they got in and all that. But, Hugh, I tell you what, I would not be surprised if the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl again, because when you look at the playoff field right now in the NFC, I have a bunch of reasons. I'm not going to be surprised this team does it. This is one of the least, I would say, locked in, no doubt about it, top of a conference I can remember in either conference, right? Like, there's not the old guard sitting there that has been there over and over. The number one seed is the Seahawks. I respect them. I think they are the favorite for a reason going in. This group of Seattle Seahawks has done nothing. It's a young team. They've never done this, right? So you have number one, you have the Seahawks. Number two, the Chicago Bears. Maybe a historically weak number two seed. So the top, the teams above them in their own conference have never done anything. So you have that element to it. Number two, I know, and you hit on this, that the regular season was choppy, right? They don't do that many things great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do share this trait with a lot of teams, though. You know who those teams are?
Ooh.
Defending champions, teams that win back-to-back championships, that second year always tends to be weird.
I totally agree.
Right? Like, look at the Los Angeles Dodgers in baseball this past year. Until September, they didn't look very good. Then they turned it on. You go to the Florida Panthers, right? They just won back-to-back cups. They were a middle-of-the-pack seed the second time, but they had that championship DNA about them. And I can think back, I mean, I remember LeBron's Heat team, the second time they won. They weren't as good as the first one in terms of regular season. The Warriors went from all-time good, then they fell off in the regular season, but won again in the playoffs. I mean, I go back to the 90s. The Yankees were historically great. Then they came back the next year. They won like 16 less games in the regular season. I think there is something, and I know we don't love this as fans. I think teams that win a championship, and last year's team was historically good in a lot of ways. The regular season's kind of boring.
No, I get that.
I think there might be another gear to this Eagles team that they haven't shown us yet.
I get that. But I don't – I guess where I'm at with the inconsistencies and the lack of scoring in the second half, I'm not that confident in thinking that they could make it all the way.
I hope they do.
Listen, I hope they do, because, like, I already made up my itinerary for California. I'm trying to go to the porn place.
Yeah, why you got
to? I'm just saying. I'm not going to watch. I just want to. It's an historic building, the Mitchell Brothers building. That's all I'm saying.
I thought they closed it.
They did, but I still want to see the building.
Oh, okay.
I just want to see the building where the magic was made.
Priorities, sir.
No, I'm just
order.
Saying. I want to. I want to be a part.
We're talking about the Eagles.
I just want to be a part of history and fellowshipping with this awesome Eagles fan base.
We have history here. They're going back to back.
Fellowship by going to the porn theater with you?
I'm just saying, I'm not the only one that's going. I'm pretty sure I can find a friend group that want to see the Mitchell Theater.
All right.
But the point that I'm making is this. I live in reality, and most of the teams that we're going to be playing outside of maybe if Carolina, if we get it happen to play here, which I doubt we do, they're scoring at least 30 to 40 points a clip. We're not doing that. That's an issue. 21 points, Joe. Yeah. And we are hoping that our defense can hold serve. That's a lot of pressure to put on the defense.
You know what? They're up for the pressure.
No, they are, definitely.
215-592-9494. I would not be surprised if the Eagles win the Super Bowl again. Now, it's going to be a difficult path to get there, and they're going to have to win a lot of tight games. I don't anticipate blowouts like we got last year, but I would not be surprised. Championship teams that go back-to-back, that regular season the next year is typically not as good. It is not as smooth. I think there's something to a little bit of a hangover, a little bit of a, yeah, this is kind of boring, it's the regular season. Look, the Chiefs won back-to-back Super Bowls recently, right? That second year, the 2023 Chiefs were not great during the season. In fact, that Chiefs team, very similar to this Eagles team, in that their defense led the way, mediocre offense, they got in as a three seed, and away they went. I saw it with the Chiefs. I saw it with the Florida Panthers. I saw it with the Yankees back in the day. Lakers, Warriors, Heat. I mean, we can go on and on. Teams that win, Dodgers this past year. Teams that win back-to-back championships. Typically it goes, wow, this is all-time great that first year. And that second year, it's like, I don't see it. And then they just turn it on. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. The NFC, it's the Seahawks and the Bears. I respect those teams, but they collectively have accomplished nothing together, and those are the two teams above the Eagles. They have Vic Fangio and a defense I could count on. And then the other thing that I'm looking at, I know we haven't spent a lot of time on this. I think the AFC field is exceedingly weak. Whoever comes out of the AFC, ever, are you really scared of any of those teams? The Broncos are the one seed. The two seed are the Patriots. Again, a young team that hasn't done anything. Weak, weak schedule. The three seed are the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, the Patriots benefited from their schedule.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they're here.
Yeah, but like I think the NFC is going to win the Super Bowl. So to me, it's can the Eagles win three games to get to Santa Clara and then win it again? 215-592-9494. I know they're flawed. I know it's not perfect. I know that I have concerns about the quarterback getting into the postseason. But I had concerns last year. The Eagles, there's something about them that I trust them in big moments. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did this again. I mean, Hugh, you can never underestimate the heart of a champion. I've been trying to tell you that for a long time.
You can't. And I don't know anything about that because I never won anything. So for all y'all about
I didn't mean it like that.
Before you fire the salvos that I've never won anything, I'm going to say this. I'm closer to winning something than anybody else that's firing that salvo at me because I actually played the game.
Well, so I'm not going to fire that salvo, petty. But
I'm being petty today.
I can speak for the entire audience when I say it.
The reality of it is this. We have been anemic in the second half. Where does anybody feel comfortable knowing that stat line going into the playoffs, knowing that if we get 13 points in the first half, that's probably the ceiling for us?
No, it's a new season, Hugh. It's
okay,
the postseason.
I hear you.
And no, I don't think you do.
What has happened? What has transpired in the last couple of days that makes you think it's going to be that different just because it's the postseason? Are we going to turn the switch on? Listen.
No, I'm not impressed with the NFC field. I think there's two teams that are above the Eagles in terms of I'd be worried about playing them: the Rams and the Seahawks.
No, and I get the playoff scenario.
They could play each other next round, which means we got to. I really think there's a chance that the Eagles' path to winning another Super Bowl, go back to back, is simply winning one game, and that's the NFC title game. If they can find if they can get there. But I think their toughest opponent, if the bracket plays out the way I think it's going to be, is whoever comes out of Seattle, Los Angeles. If they could win that game, they're going to be the favorite in the Super Bowl. They'll be favored over the Broncos. They'll be favored over the Patriots or the Jaguars or whoever. 215-592-9494. I would not be surprised if the Eagles go back-to-back and they turn it on here in the postseason. All right, let's hear Jordan Mailata last night. Mailata show on WIP talking about doesn't matter who they play. They're coming to Philadelphia this weekend.
What's going through your mind there in terms of knowing your opponent, knowing the difference between the 2 seed, the 3 seed, 2 home games?
It doesn't matter. Can I be honest? It doesn't matter who we play, man. I mean, they got to come here in Philly. They got to come to Philly. Regardless who it was going to be, they got to come to Philly. And that's hard in January. Mm-hmm. So, for me, that's probably why I didn't care as much during the game. One, to pay respect to the guys who were playing, who were starting. You know, if I had to go in, I'd go in. But two, I don't care who we play. I'm taking us every day of the week.
See? Doesn't care who they play.
As he's supposed to.
Taking them every day of the week.
As you're supposed to. Mm. As you're supposed to. But when I look at it, there are some things that concern me. Now, I'm a diehard Eagle, bleed Eagle Green, no question about that. But we haven't scored in the second half. We have a coaching staff that's so arrogant that they didn't take the points in the game. And I understand regular season, postseason.
Yeah, I can't take what happened this past Sunday.
I can.
I mean, it was a preseason game.
I can.
They treat it like a preseason
game. Well, I can. You made a decision to start the backups right.
Yeah.
But you still had it within your power to win that football game. Is it safe to say that?
It did, but I don't think they tried to win the game.
No, but my point is this. Why not?
This is
what makes me nervous. You feel like you're that good. You feel like that everybody else respects the fact that you're the defending Super Bowl champions, that you can just roll your helmet out there and they'll lay down. Didn't we do that against Chicago?
Yeah, but once they made the decision to not play the starters, they gave up. They told us they didn't care if they won.
Okay,
they told us.
But here's the thing, Joe. It's one thing to give up or say that I'm not playing the starters. It's a whole nother thing to go into a game and say, I don't need to win.
But aren't you saying that by not playing your best players?
But, Joe, my thing is this. If you believe, if the starters, like we talked to Dave Spadaro, right? Dave said we're looking for the future Philadelphia Eagle players that can contribute to the team.
That's a preseason game.
So, Joe, no, it's not.
But if you're looking for the future, it's not real.
It's a preseason game, Joe. Okay, I give you that. For the sake of this argument, I'll say preseason game. But you still going to the preseason game trying to win, don't you? Like, yes, yes. Come on, fellas. Now, listen. You're going to make me stand up on this one because that's ridiculous.
You won't.
I get your point, but I just, I
that
can't.
Is ridiculous for you to even sit there and say that.
I get your point, but I can't be up or down on them based on Eagles Commanders with Josh Johnson versus Tanner McKee.
Tell that to the fans that were out there the cold. Rooting for this team, and they gave up like that.
It was a bye week.
We can't even pretend to be upset.
Yeah, it was
like
a bye week. We just watched.
It was not.
It was. They treated it like one.
We could have.
Oh, stop.
We could. We could have had the number two seed,
and they chose not to get it.
You're losing me.
How am I losing you, Kyle? You went into that game and you threw the ball 40 times.
They told you they didn't give a crap about that game.
Listen,
why not playing anybody?
Look, there's a lot of reasons to not believe in Petullo or have concerns about Sirianni. I can't make this last game the one for me. They just won the Super Bowl last year with the head coach. I mean, like, I have a lot of issues with the head coach for a lot of years. They win a lot of football games. I'm looking at an NFC field where the top two teams are the Seahawks and Bears. They've done nothing in terms of collectively those two teams with this group in the postseason. Bears haven't been there in forever. Seahawks haven't been there in a while. So they're totally unproven. The AFC field is worse than the NFC field. Historically, there have been plenty of repeat champions that do not have great regular seasons following the great regular season of the first time, and then they turn it on at the end. We just saw it with the Dodgers last year. We just saw it with the Chiefs a couple years before that. This happens often. And as I tell Hugh all the time, you never underestimate the heart of a champion. This team's got a lot of championship DNA all over that field. Let's hear from Jason Kelsey. He knows a thing or two about playing at Super Bowls, and he feels like there's no team he trusts more entering the playoffs than the Eagles.
For me, it's whether the Philadelphia Eagles will be able to repeat as Super Bowl champions. I mean, listen, they're rolling on all fronts right now except offense, right? The offensive line, the running game needs to get going, but they're getting help. They're getting Lane Johnson back. Jalen Hurts is going to be running in the postseason. You've seen it time and time and again. He's the only quarterback actually with multiple 3+ touchdown runs in the postseason. He is a game changer and has been great when the stars have been the brightest. Cooper DeJean, this defense has been generationally great these last few weeks. They're great tacklers. They're great in space. They get after the quarterback. They do it all. I don't think that there's a team out there that I have more confidence in than the Philadelphia Eagles. And to top it off, they're going to be facing one of these West Coast teams traveling to the East Coast with a bunch of rest this week for a lot of these starters. I feel very confident for the Philadelphia Eagles coming in.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Yeah, I hear it.
Now we're talking.
That's a real Eagles Hall of Famer right there.
I knew I was trying to take it. But I hear him. I hear him. And he has every right to feel the way that he feels. I don't feel that, though.
I know. You're skeptical. Skeptical Douglas. All right. Would you be surprised?
And he's won. He's won a Super Bowl.
Would you be surprised if the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Kyle, what are you feeling as we're ratcheting this thing up now? It's playoff week.
So, I wouldn't be surprised. I also wouldn't be surprised if we lost Sunday.
Well, when you flip a coin.
You gave me all that grief and that's what you come with.
No. Okay. You know what
I'm just saying, like, the amount of variance here with what can happen with this Eagles team is massive.
That's kind
of
where I'm at with it. Would you be surprised in this game in particular? However it played out, would you be surprised if we went into it up 21 and all of a sudden sputtered at the end?
No.
That's what I'm saying. There's a large spectrum.
But also, you're asking me if I would be surprised if the defending Super Bowl champs won the Super Bowl. Like, the answer should be no for everybody. Like, being in the tournament again, they didn't just sneak in, like, as some 7 seed or, like, you know, limp in like they did in 2023. They're the 3 seed. They did have a chance at the 2.
Yep.
I mean, if they would have just taken that game seriously, they probably are the 2 seed right now. Mm. I don't think there's a unit that I'm more confident in across the entire NFL in this postseason than the Eagles defense. And I think that's saying something.
They are playing well. I think they're the best defense in the
I mean, they might, like, it's them, Seattle, or Houston.
Seattle and Houston.
But in terms of, like, pedigree, like, they this defense just carried us to a Super Bowl last season. They just been there, done that. Like, this team has pedigree. And, you know, we joke all season about, you know, the offense playing possum and stuff. I don't think that's true, but I do think they have a little something for everybody, and that's going to be Hurts running the ball more. Like, Kelsey just brought that up, and that could change a lot for the offense. So, I mean, would I be surprised if they won the Super Bowl? No. I also wouldn't be surprised if they got eliminated Sunday.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like, would you be surprised if I flipped a coin 4 times and I landed on heads 4 times in a row? I don't think that's crazy, right? You'd also wouldn't be surprised if the first one was tails. And right, that could happen. That's this postseason.
I had that one wrong. Not the best, but
it's the Texans and the Seahawks. Texans and Seahawks, right?
Dude, it's a pretty damn good defense in the playoffs.
The Broncos defense is up there too. Yeah. But again, been there, done that.
Also,
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, our strength is our defense.
And you do also have to consider that the Eagles' defense probably didn't become this defense till the second half of the season.
Absolutely.
So the way they're playing right now, you could argue, is the best unit in the league.
Also, they have beaten Josh Allen this year. They've beaten Patrick Mahomes this year. They've beaten Matthew Stafford this year.
They've been hella salty now.
I mean, guys, there's a chance the path to go win another Super Bowl involves Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams, Sam Darnold, and Bo Nix. I mean, we may have been done already playing the great quarterbacks of the NFL. So I feel like, again, I see all the reasons that Hugh has got some skepticism and would be surprised that they repeat. I'm just telling you right now, if we're in Santa Clara a month from now doing shows, I'm not going to be surprised.
Oh, I'm not. I'm going to be happy, too.
Well, I'm going to be thrilled. I mean, we know why you are. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
Cooch.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Hey, listen, until Atlanta hires somebody there, I'm going to refer to Hugh Douglas as Coach Douglas until all the vacancies are filled with the coaching spot.
I like that.
Yeah, ain't nobody called me yet, though, Chuck, but I appreciate the optimism.
Yeah, it's coming. The phone call's coming.
You got to speak it into existence.
I'm trying to, man.
Yeah, I mean, you got to believe it before you see it. That sort of thing. Listen, to get to business here, right? I thought it was appropriate to bring these stats up because we do have a Jordan Brand player that's the starting quarterback for our football team, right? So, and it relates to what Joe is talking about right now. So, in 1995, the Bulls went 72-10. 96, they went 69-18. 97, 62-20. Not too much of a drop off, but it was a decline. Every year, they still won the championship. What I'm trying to say is this, right? I agree wholeheartedly with Joe. This team right here has the pedigree to just turn it on in the playoffs, and nobody in the league scare me more than ourselves. And I'm going to tell you why, because the Rams, they're frauds. You're going to have a tough game on Saturday or Sunday, whatever they play. They're going to have a tough game against Carolina. Everybody's counting Carolina out. They're at home, and they got something to prove. And I know I'm saying Carolina's going to win, but they're going to have a more than a tougher game than what people think. And Green Bay is going to beat Chicago. So we're going to get the second seed on the back end. I'm telling you, man, the road is open for us to win this thing again. And the way you stop Brock Purdy and the 49ers offense, you stop Christian McCaffrey. And he doesn't have a play action to go to. You know, they're banged up. You know, they're limping to the finish line. And I'll take Vic Fangio over Kyle Shanahan any day. You know, if he can outcoach one of the greatest coaches ever in Andy Reid, you know, I won't bet against him going up against Shanahan. So, you know, I'm excited for Sunday. You know, I think that we got a little something on the back end when it comes to their offense. I think it is a little something to them holding their cards to the best and not showing their hand. And I think that, you know, our offense, we get to 27 points, which I think would be a 27-13 football game. Because once you stop McCaffrey, you know, now you can pin your ears back and get after Purdy, and he'll have those happy feet back there in the pocket. And we'll be going on to the next round.
If we get to 27, we got this thing. The Niners are not getting a 27 here.
Yo, listen to me. And listen, I'm telling you, Carolina can flip this tournament upside down if they knock off the Rams. Because that means that the Rams would be knocked off. We would get Carolina here the next week. And then, you know, the Seahawks, they would get the winner of
Packers.
What's that, the other game?
Packers.
The Packers.
Yep.
They would get the Packers.
Man,
you know what I mean?
Chuck,
so,
if we get the Panthers here next week, then we are going to the NFC title game. Chuck, man, good phone call. We appreciate you. You like that? You like being called coach?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
You don't expect us on the show to call you coach.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Come on now.
You guys are, you know.
Especially when we're yelling at you.
Yeah.
We're what?
No.
Well, I mean, you're trying to.
Difficult.
We're difficult.
Yeah, very difficult.
Now, there's one person who is difficult. It's not us. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Would you be surprised if the Eagles go and win the Super Bowl again? The playoffs start this week. I wouldn't be surprised. I know the regular season was not great, but I would not be surprised. Hugh Wood, where do you come down? And did the Eagles actually get the best path through the NFC, even without the 2 seed? We'll discuss that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We're the best of friends.
I'm going to need you to sing a little bit louder if we're going to Santa Clara. And come on, you!
On the road again. Oh, no, listen. Don't nobody get it twisted. I want to go to the Super Bowl. I want the Eagles to be successful.
But?
I wouldn't be surprised if they lost. I wouldn't be. That's all.
Ooh.
How many okay.
And it just stung.
No, for all those who want to say, oh, you're not a real Eagles fan. How many quarters, well, how many second halves have we not scored in? At least six?
I don't know the answer, but it's too many. It's too many.
You see,
I mean, we so have two games where we had zero passing yards in the second half. I know that. It's a fact.
So much so that we set a record, not a good record, for an offense that has the least amount of points in the second half in the history of the NFL, something like that. I know I'm butchering the way that I'm saying it, but you get the point.
I like your stats. This is coaching material right here.
We've had halves. We've gone quarters.
Yeah.
Quarters. Without scoring points, we've been 1-3 out a lot. And when you talk about being in the playoffs, those possessions matter.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Those possessions matter. And here's another thing. Going back to that game Sunday, who the hell are you, Kevin Petullo, Nick Sirianni, and whoever else? Who are you to feel arrogant enough that you could go into the game with your coaching resume up until this point? He's only been coaching for offensive coordinator for a year. What makes you feel like you are in a position to be in a game where you don't need to show your best and you're not trying to win? What type of arrogance are you dealing with? That's the problem that I have.
You too caught up on this past game. They treated it like a preseason game.
Joe.
You can't get upset at preseason games.
I am.
I know you are.
I am.
But I'm telling you, the way they coach this particular game has nothing to do with what's going to happen this coming Sunday.
You know what? This is the equivalent. I'm going to go ahead and give you a bad analogy right
now. Oh, I can't wait.
I feel like giving a bad analogy. This is the equivalent of, you know, the dude that gets dressed to go to the club, and he has on his fake-ass Versace shirt with the taco meat showing and the gold chains and everything.
What's
and
the opposite of speaking someone's language? Because that's what you're doing to me right now.
Because, you know, he the taco meat with his gold chains on, and he oversprays the cologne.
Yeah.
And he goes into the club, and he talks to the hottest woman in the club, right?
Okay.
And he has the overspray of cologne. He's smelling like, you know, cheap cologne, and he's trying to talk to him. She's looking at him like, why are you, what? She's looking at him like, what makes you think that I find you attractive or something like that? And he's still shooting his shot with overconfidence, super overconfidence.
May I ask who Petullo is in this? And
he's the dude with the cologne
who's
on, super overconfidence.
Who are you talking about?
I'm just saying the win is the woman.
Oh,
the win, metaphorically speaking. And it's like, dog, what are you? What have you amassed in your young offensive coordinator career where you feel that you have the cachet to mail one in and you haven't called a good game?
But the head coach probably told him to do it. You think he was going rogue?
Coach Sierra, I need to be slapped across his lips.
They punted the weekend.
You can't.
They did it already.
See, and that's the problem that I have. Oh, we the Eagles. We won the Super Bowl. We'll get them next week. Come on, man. You can't do. You know who used to do that when I was in practice? My first year in the league, Rich Kotite. We used to make mistakes, right? Oh, we'll get them tomorrow. We'll get them on the next practice, babe. Granted, I know it's a different situation, but the premise is the same. You're real comfortable in not correcting yourself. And when you do that, that's when you set yourself up for failure.
So I understand your point, but it wasn't the real players out there. Like, if Tanner McKee handed off or threw it to the crowd, how does that affect the game this coming weekend?
Okay,
they're all backups.
To that point, it wasn't real players out there. But you treated him like one because you made him throw the ball 40 times.
Because they were playing a preseason game.
You made him throw the ball 40 times under the rest.
I get it.
With the backups.
You know what? It may have worked out for them where they got the best path anyway. Let's hear Chris Long talking about the game coming up, the situation, and maybe how this whole thing worked out perfectly for the Eagles.
They're going to play the 49ers. In a lot of ways, this is a good matchup because for the offense, it is a good matchup. If the offense is a squeaky wheel, you'd probably rather see the worst defense in the dance, right? If the offense can't get right against this defense, then it is nuclear meltdown in Philly, right? Like, if this season ends because you can't beat the Niners, because you can't score with the Niners, or let's say you lose 20-17 to the Niners, then there's a problem, right? Because I looked at that defense all year long, and they lost a lot of guys. Now, what's up with Fred Warner? Take your time, brother. Take your time, Fred, because that changes the football game. It's about the Eagles' defense versus San Francisco's offense. This is going to be that matchup, man. I cannot wait to see it.
Well, I mean, to me, that's worth the price of admission right there. Shanahan against Vic Fangio, that's it. But the other side is where the Eagles have the advantage. This 49ers defense, there's nobody out there. Are you going to look at the names like, who are these guys? I know everyone wanted the two. I know Hugh's still frustrated. John Ritchie's still frustrated. I think this is the best path. If you tell me right now that the Bears win and the Eagles win and the Rams win and the Eagles can go 49ers-Bears to get to the title game, sign me up. That's the path back to the title game. And it's why I'm not going to be surprised if they go back to the Super Bowl and repeat as champions. 215-592-9494.
Come on, Hugh.
No, I'm going to be surprised. I'm going to be happy, but I'd be surprised. Like, boy, you know how, like, okay, it's like you don't have kids yet, but when you know, the kid taking the test and they really didn't study, and you're like, oh, he might not pass.
You got to believe in the kid.
And then be like, oh, he passed. Oh, that's a good time.
You got to believe in the kid.
He's good at the subject.
Yes.
He's good at just
naturally good at it.
You're like, no, I'm just surprised.
Eagles are good at big games. I mean, it's the same thing.
He's an A student in that same class last year.
I want to see. I'm more of, especially since I've gotten a little older, I want to see. I need something to chew on. I need a little something more.
You got
to
believe. You know, you need to see to believe. The rest of us have faith.
I need to boil my food first. I need somebody else to chew it for me so I can.
That sounds disgusting. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Hugh, I would like to put my name in to be your press conference interpreter.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably need one of those, Jeff.
Yeah, because, I mean, the get-back coach is cool to be on the sidelines, but when I just heard you talk about taco meat and gold chains, I was like, all right, I know what he's talking about here. All right, so Hugh, I sort of agree with you if this was a year where there was a clear-cut team that was, you know, there's too much parity in the playoff teams right now. So in that case, I would not be surprised if the Eagles go to the Super Bowl and win it, because the NFC is definitely stronger than the AFC this year.
Oh, and I think it's a lot stronger. I mean, Jeff, I think the Rams and Seahawks, like, just as the two favorites, right, in the NFC, I think they're better than anybody in the AFC, right? So if we can get out of this, if we can get through the NFC and get to the Super Bowl, which means either we beat both the Rams and Seahawks or at least one of them, I don't think we'll see a team better than them, right? Whether it's Denver or the Patriots or, I mean, I don't know, the Jaguars. We just beat the Bills, right? We saw that they're good but not great. I agree. I think the AFC is very weak compared to, you know, past years.
And Hugh, I also agree with you. I have a problem with the arrogance, what I perceived as arrogance by the way they went about Sunday's game. You know, don't put the backup quarterback out there to throw 40 passes. I talked about that yesterday. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't think we have the clout behind us the way we played this year to be that arrogant.
And that's why I'm at with it, Jeff. You have been under fire, Kevin Petullo, all season long. And for you to sit there and say, hey, you know what? We don't need this game. Yes, you do.
No,
yes,
they didn't.
You do. Yeah, you need to show that you're competent.
But what even if they had won and looked good, they still would have been a whole new group of players out there this next week.
But the point is this, because we've been speculating recklessly all year long.
You have.
About where does the problem lie? Yeah,
this is a youth thing.
So now it's just me.
Yes.
I'll stand on this island by myself. I'm not afraid.
You have been reckless speculating. I have been very clear.
Fantasizing about Dak. We know.
Yeah, Jeff, great phone call, Jeff. Well, you did do that on the air.
Not fan. I answered a hypothetical.
Don't be afraid of the word. You fantasized.
Go fantasized about Dicker.
It just sounds natural. Weird when you
it's
say
okay.
fantasize.
It's okay to be curious.
Natural to be curious.
We established that.
I hypothesized.
Don't make it sound smarter. I mean, it's the same
thing. I hypothesized about what Dak would look like in his offense, and people that don't listen, just like the same folks that called me talking about congratulations on this head coaching job, they don't pay attention to what they say. I ain't get it yet.
Well, I saw the article by that esteemed writer, Amanda Beilein.
Amanda Beilein. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Yes.
But anyway, incredible. To my point is that this team has grossly underachieved. When you talk about And I'm not bashing, but I'm being realistic. And I think we need some reality. I need to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue. We have underachieved offensively all year long. And yes. We're the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yes, I get it.
And we are in a great position to go back to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
But you feel comfortable knowing that we've underachieved all year long, that we can just go out there and throw our hats out there and everything's going to be fine?
I don't feel.
You feel comfortable enough that Kevin Petullo, no. Coach Petullo, I'm still getting the respect that he deserves.
You call him, what'd you call him? Yeah, you call him all these nice things.
I'm slapping across the lip. But you tell me that you feel confident enough in the offensive plays that you called to say, oh, you know what? I don't need this game this weekend because I don't have my guys out there. I'm going to go ahead and get them next week.
So, all right. So I don't feel perfectly comfortable with Kevin Petullo. I don't think anyone does. I don't feel great about where the quarterback has been this year. I mean, you said recklessly speculated. I haven't recklessly speculated anything. I've said all year, I think the quarterback's been mediocre. I mean, I stand on that. He's played mediocre football this year. But we know Jalen has played big playoff games, so he could do that again. And I keep looking at the field. Like, it's not just the Super Bowl as a thing. Like, who do you have to beat to win the Super Bowl? 49ers with a banged-up defense. The Chicago Bears, who have won nothing, I mean, basically my whole life, but certainly with this group, right? A young quarterback who's never played in the postseason, a young coach who's never been in the postseason. I think the biggest stumbling block or challenge is going to be the Seahawks-Rams thing, whoever comes out of that. And then the AFC's got to – again, there's no Mahomes this time. There's no Andy Reid. There's no – I don't know if the Bills are capable as a six seed to get there. Like, who is the challenge that we can't get through even without the greatness? And I just keep going back to all these other teams I've seen win back-to-back, and that second year is always like, eh. I think there's something where mentally teams can't be as great the second time, or it's just hard. I mean, last year the Dodgers looked like blah the whole regular season, and then they woke up and they got to play the Phillies.
Chiefs did it for like 2 years.
Yes. And the Dodgers got to play the Phillies, who had flaws. The Brewers, who no one took seriously, and the Blue Jays, and they just won another World Series. Like, again, I'm not guaranteeing it, but if you tell me right now that we're at a parade 5 weeks from now, I'm not shocked. I wouldn't be. Let's go to John, who's up next on WIP. What's up, John?
Love.
John.
If you got, well, now, I listened a little bit for the first group that came on this morning.
Yep, those guys.
I didn't ask, Sirianni got on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I might have missed it. Did anybody ask Sirianni who called the two pass plays on the 4 or 3 or 4 or 5 yard line in the first half? Did anybody, one of you guys, ask him who called the play?
Now, Hugh, did you ask him?
No, I didn't ask.
Okay, Hugh didn't do it.
Now, I don't think you guys were on or
we weren't. No, we started.
Nobody asked Sirianni who called. Now, listen, there's only one way excuse. Mm-hmm. Now, when you scout a team under those circumstances, there might be a play that you could recall pass play because that's a weakness. That's something they do. There's no other answer but that one.
Right.
The call pass play on third down with, I don't care who was the running back. You had a yard to make a first down.
John, I have a question. Just a quick question. What does it have to do with the playoffs?
Yeah, that part.
What do you mean what it has to do with that? Because you can't get, when you're calling plays.
I know that.
All right. It's just like the other, when you're calling plays, right? This guy you keep talking about all year.
Who's that?
Okay?
Petullo?
Now, when you know you got, when you're calling plays offensively, when you know you got a guy that doesn't like to throw over the middle, he can't, and he doesn't like to run,
Jalen.
You're kind of limited to what plays you can call.
But Jalen didn't play this. Jalen didn't play in the past game you're talking about.
You're going to be wrong. You're talking about the running game. The running game, if the line is weaker,
right,
then you got to get the ball. You got to snap the ball under the center. That'll enhance your running game.
Sure.
Okay? Because you have deception. You don't have deception when you're playing the guy back and not under the snap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Now there's no nothing changing. But when you're calling plays, mm-hmm. you got certain things. And when you're defending the team, and you're defending, and I'm looking for, like, the Eagles, everybody does it, okay? Hugh mentioned a lot of that stuff earlier, that you're calling plays, you know the guy won't do this. You eliminate a lot of stuff,
right.
And you could double-team this. Listen, the Eagles, those three receivers, Gaudet and I think the one kid, he's as good as anybody in the league.
Devontae.
He's as good as Brown's always been good.
Yeah.
Their three receivers are as good as They're better than anybody in the league for three guys.
Dotson's not that good.
Now, against Chicago, which you lost to, had a poor pass defense. Mm-hmm. We only got 150 yards passing.
Well, the quarterback stopped that day.
Come on.
Yeah, the quarterback stopped.
150 yards passing against Dallas, who just lost to the Giants, who was number 33 passing.
There's only 32
on defense. and not 133 passing. Yeah. Dave, we got 200 yards. No different than what you got yesterday with a guy that, I mean, I played my last semi-pro game, I played quarterback.
This guy.
I ended my football career then because when I was getting a snap, the middle guard on defense was almost taking the ball from me before the back could get it. So I said, this is it. I'm not playing anymore. All right, but come on, you can't. I mean, this is football stuff. This is football strategy and the whole nine yards.
No doubt. So, what?
And how do you expect to get to the playoffs
when
you can't? You're going to defend on the defense holding them off. Yeah, our defense is decent.
Decent,
but it ain't that decent.
Well,
okay?
it's decent.
I mean, you got to consider that there's a little bit of luck or something like that. You know, there's kind of weaknesses. They look pretty bad. Listen,
you scored
28. You beat Washington 28. You scored 20 points or so. We had 17 points and we couldn't score against them.
You got to
be kidding me.
I don't know.
Okay. And you had Johnson. When they played Washington.
Who's Johnson?
The first game, and the quarterback got hurt.
Oh, Josh.
Starting quarterback for the Redskins got hurt, or whatever you call them now.
Commanders. Yeah, it's details.
Commanders, right?
Yeah.
But he got hurt and they put Johnson in. You know what? If football games were like that, the NFL, you wouldn't even want them to televise them. That game wasn't, when Johnson came in, it wasn't even worth watching.
Well, he can't play.
I mean, it was a joke. That was a joke. And look what he did yesterday. Come on. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, this whole thing is, I mean, and I like to know who called the pass plays, unless there's only one answer, that they knew that this was their weakness there. And I got news for you. Those two plays, the quarterback was running backwards.
It was bad.
Yeah, come on. They were on top of him. Yeah. Who was blocking, for crying out loud?
You know what, John? We're going to air the Sirianni interview coming up. So we'll listen in to see if any clues were in there, John, because you obviously
somebody had to ask him that.
Yeah. Well, I blame Hugh. I mean, he didn't ask. I mean, I agree. You didn't ask Sirianni.
I don't get a chance to talk to him that much, but I will.
I blame you for that. I blame you for what just happened here. You know why? Because you're still frustrated about a game they played 2 days ago.
No, I'm not frustrated.
They didn't try in.
I just didn't care.
That was an all-time filibuster from John. I don't know if he'd be surprised if they won the Super Bowl.
I mean, I need. Well, but you're using 2 days ago as a reason why you're skeptical they can win the Super Bowl.
Because we're ramping up for the playoffs.
No, they're not ramping up.
You're talking about, hey, we'll get them next time.
That wasn't
a ramp up. You're out there playing offensive coordinator, working on stuff. And you're not trying to win the game. That, to me, is crazy. That's crazy to me.
So, but they were not ramping up. They chose not to ramp up. We can't call what Sunday was a ramp up.
Joe, it
was a waste of... You know what? Let's call it for what it was. Everyone's money should be returned. Your 3 hours need back. The money you pay for the ticket. It was a preseason game.
You know that. Okay, I'm about to do this.
Okay.
And I'm gonna keep it as a bean as much as I possibly can.
Well, that's always
we
good.
Know what we saw yesterday, the other day, is... You, Dave talked about it and he was adamant, and I'm not trying to throw Dave under the bus, but I have to use what he said as a frame of reference. We are seeing the future of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he talked about, he waxed poetic about how these guys come in and play trying to win spots because that's how they replenish the roster.
That's a preseason game.
That, no, Joe, not during the regular season, not when it counts. I understand the premise of the preseason. I get that. But this wasn't a preseason game. This was a game for you to showcase what you could do. And you know what I saw? You know what? Two burning things jump out to me. Mm. We already talked about the Deron Payne sack. And Kelee Ringo not being comfortable enough to know what to do when the quarterback's rolling out, whether or not to replace or get back into coverage. You can't have that.
I hear you.
You are the defending Super Bowl champions. I give you that. And that's a fact. But there's a high probability with the injuries that you've had on the defensive side of the ball that you're going to need some of those guys that in order to get back to the Super Bowl.
Sure,
and
maybe.
For you to go out there and play in a fashion where you felt like it was okay for them to go out there and be like, oh, it's a preseason game, to me, it's unacceptable. That's the bottom line. It's unacceptable for you to treat a regular season game, a game that's getting ready for the playoffs, a tune-up for the playoffs. Hell, if the starters aren't out there tuning up for the playoffs, maybe your ass need to be tuning up your offense so that you could run it a better offense in the playoffs. That's the problem that I had with that. For you, Kevin Petullo, for all the stuff that happened to you this year, for you to feel, and Coach Sirianni, for y'all to feel like it's okay to go out there and lay a stinky turd because you're already in the playoffs, to me it's ridiculous. Knowing what this offense has been all season long and knowing how anemic that this offense has been, you need to take, even if the players are resting, you need to take the opportunity to be a better coach.
No, so I hear you on all that. But if Tanner McKee had handed the ball more to Tank Bigsby and they win the game,
it would have been a closer game.
But no, but you're right. They probably would have won. But how does that make Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley and Landon Dickerson any better?
You know what? It makes it better because as an offensive coordinator, I can understand. First of all, how many times have we talked about in this season when Jalen Hurts was out there? Why aren't we running Tank Bigsby more? Why aren't we running the ball more?
I know.
Maybe you learn from your mistakes in that moment, knowing, well, damn, Tank is carrying, he's toting the rock. And I know you probably was thinking, oh, you don't want to get him hurt. But at that point, man, he's playing. Let him play.
Yeah.
Let him play. He ain't touched the rock in the first quarter.
Maybe you put all the good plays on ice. You saved them for San Francisco.
I do not understand why anybody thinks that. And I hear this a lot. And I don't know if it's true or not because I haven't been in offensive meetings. But when you say, oh, I'm going to say the best plays
yes.
for the play, come on.
Not putting that on tape, showing Robert Saleh what we're doing.
Come on, dog.
No, it's just, I mean, it was, some of Sunday was a preseason game. I mean,
okay.
That's fine. I mean, I didn't lose an ounce of sleep over it Sunday night. Came in here, fresh as a baby on Monday, ready to go for a playoff week. They lost? Oh, well, we got the better path anyway. I'll take the Niners and Bears over the rest. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call is coming up. Would you be surprised if the Eagles won the Super Bowl? It's obviously been a choppy year. They're not a favorite. They're the number three seed. Hugh would be surprised. Still salty over what happened on Sunday.
I just can't believe it, the level of arrogance that you had.
Once you choose not to play the starters, you've already told everyone, we don't really care if we win.
But Joe,
so the details of how they lost don't really matter.
It does matter because you're still the offensive coordinator. Your talent... You played against a banged-up Commodores team.
They're starters.
Against a dude
starters.
Who won his second game in the NFL. He'd been in the NFL for 30 years, and he got two wins under his belt.
I think
it's
more like 17 years. But
30, for the purposes of my story, because it sounds so much more riveting when I say
it. 30. Does. That pops.
Like, damn, 30 years.
Someone's casual listening. Like, did the Eagles lose to a guy in the league for 30 years?
That's 30 years. 30 years.
I heard you say it.
Only got two wins.
He knows what he's talking about.
In his whole 30-year career, only got two wins.
It's like how you add height to Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's getting the financial pop.
No, stop with that. No more. All right, Devin's going to join us after the break. We'll get her take. Also, we're going to ask her about the status of a key offensive player trying to come back from injury Sunday. Injury update on Lane Johnson from Jeff McClain this morning. That's all next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yep, go ahead, Hugh.
Oh, I only have one. I don't have
that's
one.
Great. All right.
Oh, you want me to add?